The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently -3 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Oliver Ng. Here are today's headlines. The World Cup gets underway. Are Quebec students drinking contaminated water? And the feds put billions into healthcare. A recent meeting of healthcare ministers collapsed with no agreement between Ottawa and the provinces, but it looks like the system will be getting new money from Ottawa after all. Our reporter Dana Hashway is at the East End press conference where the new funding is being announced. Dana, just where is this money going?
Well, Oliver, the money will hopefully go to places like where I am right now. I was earlier in the very warm Hochelaga Community Center with many of their members, and we heard the health minister announce that millions of dollars will be going from the federal government to Quebec. And this money will be particularly for home care, community care, mental health services, and addiction services. I spoke to Miriam Perron-Lemon, the center's event coordinator, and she said the funding will be a great help indeed.
We give clothes for children, and a lot of people call us because they want some, but we don't have the money to fund them. Like, give us money and we're going to give everybody the clothes.
Why didn't Quebec get this help much earlier?
So, as you said, a meeting 2 weeks ago ended in a sort of stalemate because premiers wouldn't allow their health ministers to accept any of the government's funding conditions because, you know, nothing comes for free, even federal government funding. But this money specifically comes from the government's 10-year investment that is from their 2017 budget. And according to Carolyn Bennett, who's the Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, it comes at a very, very good time.
The situation is urgent, and on not only the substance use, but more than half of Canadians feel that their mental health has deteriorated since the COVID-19 pandemic.
And how long until people in the ground start feeling the effects?
So the amount that they're giving Quebec is $270 million, and it'll be given over the course of a year, so 2022-2023. So hopefully very soon in the coming year.
Thanks, Dana. That was Dana Hashway, live from the Hochelaga Community Center. With the temperature being colder as every day goes by, the cost of heating bills are making some Canadians across the country question if they'll actually be able to pay them. Here's Erica Trombler with a report. So, Erica, why are heating bills a concern this winter?
Since gas prices across the country are higher than before, some Canadians are going to see their bills be higher than before. About double the amount of people are asking for help to pay their heating bills. For example, the price of furnace oil rose to 22.5 cents per liter, so a full tank costs about $2,000.
What is going to be done to help those living below the poverty line?
The government of Canada is continuing to try and make life more affordable to Canadians across the country by helping homeowners switch from expensive home heating oil to energy-efficient cold climate heat pumps. Minister Sean Fraser talked about the new program and who it will be available to.
What this is going to provide is a grant up to $5,000 to homeowners who are replacing home heating oil with a heat pump.
What is the new program about?
The application program is going to be available for homeowners until the funds run out. The program has not been made official for every province and will be discussed further before the program is made available for each one of them. The program will benefit low to median income Canadian households. On average, homeowners will be able to save between $1,500 and $4,700 annually on their home energy bills. This program is mostly to make life more affordable in the long run. Homeowners will be able to apply early in the new year, and details on how and where to apply will be available when it gets close to the date of application.
It was a busy night for police yesterday evening. Three different car crashes caused three deaths. The first was a major collision on a rural highway in Farnham, Quebec, where a head-on-head collision left a woman injured and a man dead. He was unidentifiable due to his injuries. A 74-year-old man in Verdun also lost his life behind the wheel after suffering what police suspect to be a possible health emergency. One woman was hit by his vehicle, but will make a full recovery. Lastly, a woman in her 60s from Shawinigan was killed after a car flipped multiple times and landed in a ditch. Police are still investigating why she lost control. Quebec schools are supposed to be a safe place for parents to send their children, but lately, many of them are beginning to have doubts. Many of the province's school buildings are old and unsanitary. Lana Brady reports.
Catherine Karakakis is a mother and the president of the English Parents Association in Montreal. She has two children in Quebec public schools, one in grade school and one in high school. She said schools are supposed to be a safe space to send her kids. Now, Karakakis is scared, but also in disbelief that the water system was not addressed before it became a big problem.
Because they have this information. They know how old buildings are. They know how old pipes are. This is not secrets, right? There needs to be action instead of reaction.
In 2020, water pipes in public schools throughout Quebec were tested. The test showed that 36% of the schools exceeded the standard amount of lead per liter. Now, 2 years later, in some schools, the work needed to fix it is still not done. In Montreal, 35% of water points are still not meeting the necessary standards. Nicolas Prévost, the president of the Quebec Federation of Directors of Educational Institutions, says this work should have been done years ago. I think there was a lack of effort in the beginning in planning the work, but in the last couple of years, there was an acceleration. There was more pressure. Karakakis says the schools are ultimately run by the government. They are accountable.
So you place your trust in the government that it's going to look out for the most vulnerable in the community. And obviously, children are the most vulnerable. So it just makes you feel shocked and dismayed that this would be something we're talking about.
Schools had to take drastic measures. They cut off the use of the affected water fountains. Some schools supplied safe water from bottles or standalone water jugs. Parents even sometimes had to provide their children with water from home. For Concordia News, I'm Lana Brady.
The CISDM, Centre de Services Scolaires de Montréal, announced that they're looking to sell 7 of their buildings worth a total of $28 million. In a statement, the organization said they do not want to keep hold of the old buildings no longer if they don't use it for schooling and do not receive funding to maintain. In total, the CISDM owns 37 surplus buildings, mostly old and run down. Normally, Montreal's main sport to watch is hockey, right? That all changed when the World Cup kicked off its main match. It's England versus Iran, and England fans are all cooped up at pubs like Liverpool House and the Burgundy Lion. Saru Hartunian is live at the Burgundy Lion, where the match is already underway. So, Saru, just how popular is this?
If you see the first floor, you might be disappointed. But up on the second floor, you can't hear yourself think. The final verdict is in. The English have knocked Iran out of the park 6-2. They were at 4-0 in the second half when the Iranian team scored. And let me tell you, Ali, there was an uproar there.
Are there many people skipping work to be here today?
I asked multiple clients to no avail. Their eyes were glued to the screen. So I asked acting bartender and busser Robert, and here's what he had to say.
I would imagine there's about 30 people upstairs, so I would imagine some of them probably have work right now. I don't know specifically, but I would guess yes. Okay. Of the 30, I imagine some of them are probably skipping work.
What about upcoming matches? Are they hosting those too?
I just finished talking to owner of the pub, Paul Debaillé, and here's what he had to say.
We're hosting every match. Every game is on here except for the 5 a.m.
Okay.
And it's across the board at all our pubs. We have schedules out online.
So there you have it. They're hosting every match except for the ones at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Thanks, Saru. That was Saru Hartunian from the Burgundy Lion. Sidney Crosby keeps aging like fine wine. The Chiefs win on Sunday Night Football, and the Toronto Argonauts celebrate their first Grey Cup since 2017. Here's Simon Riopelle with your daily dose of sports.
That was the call last night on TSN as the Toronto Argonauts came out on top of a thrilling World Cup final in Regina, Saskatchewan. They beat the two-time reigning champion Winnipeg Blue Bombers 24-23. In a game that included four lead changes, a punt return touchdown, and two blocked field goals, fans were on the edge of their seat until the very end. Montreal's very own and former Alouettes player Henok Mwamba won MVP of the game for the Argonauts with a clutch interception in the fourth quarter. It certainly doesn't feel right to mention Toronto and champions in the same sentence, as the Leafs still haven't won anything in the last 55 years. There's always next year. Another Canadian won yesterday, as golfer Adam Svensson celebrated his first title on the PGA Tour, coming on top of the RSM Classic with a minus 19 scorecard.
Kelce alone on the right, coming across to the left, on the right, Kelce! Kelce, touchdown!
This is what could be heard on NBC last night as the Kansas City Chiefs triumphed over the Los Angeles Chargers. It was a much-awaited AFC West showdown, and it did not disappoint. The Chiefs took a late lead on Travis Kelce's third touchdown of the evening with 30 seconds left in the game. Kelce had another monster performance with a touchdown hat trick, six receptions, and 115 yards. Kansas City have now won four straight games and shown an 8-2 record, comfortably sitting on top of their division.
Pittsburgh re-enters. Crosby blocked by Jones. Second try. Crosby, he scores! Unbelievable, Sidney Crosby.
That was the call on NBC Chicago last night as Pittsburgh played in NHL action. As Pittsburgh played Chicago in NHL action yesterday. On Yevgeny Malkin's 1,000th career game, it was his fellow Penguins teammate and all-star, Sidney Crosby, who stole the show. Crosby scored the game-winning goal and added two assists in his team's 5-3 win over the Chicago Blackhawks. His three-point performance brings his season total to 27 points in 19 games. Not too bad for a 35-year-old veteran who is now playing in his 18th NHL season. It was a fourth straight loss for the Blackhawks, who now sit 7th out of 8 teams in the Central Division, which is quite disappointing for them after an encouraging start to their season.
Frankie de Jong, nearest halfway, as their defensive insurance.
Van Dijk, always a threat.
In other sport news, Senegal is currently playing Netherlands at the World Cup, as the game kicked off about half an hour ago. Canada are set to kick off their World Cup adventure against Belgium on Wednesday. And that's all she wrote for sports, folks.
You may not get to see Santa Claus this winter if you haven't been nice, but what you definitely look out for is an old Mazda Miata with over 600 feet of Christmas lights pulling a real Christmas tree. A 20-year-old man from Saint-Agathe has turned his car into a four-wheel sleigh that can be seen from far away. Francis Lemay has been doing this for 3 years and doesn't plan on stopping anytime soon. For the rest of the week, you can expect the weather to be relatively similar to today's. The weather will be hovering around the negative 1 degree mark. By the weekend, on the other hand, you can expect the temperature to get warmer, upwards of 5 degrees with a chance of rain. That's your news for 11:30. Thanks for listening. I'm Oliver.